Kidder mit In Between. 15 Uhr und 9 Minuten. Ihr hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Das Projekt von Sean Schuster Craig, das wir gerade hörten, das Projekt Jip Kidder, spielt heute Abend im Rahmen der Certain People Veranstaltungsreihe in der Kantine des Berghain. Und schon jetzt ist Sean bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über seine neueste tolle EP, Teaspoon to the Ocean, die hier Ende Januar veröffentlicht wurde. Wir sprechen über psychedelische Sounds und Eskapismus, über Tracks und Songs, über seine Produzentenskills, über Gastauftritte der bezaubernden Julia Holter und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome.
Hey, welcome. Oh, wait.
You're welcoming me to my own studio?
That's nice though. Welcome me and good to see you. Good to be here.
Cool. How are you doing? How's traveling been so far?
It's been incredible. It's been very intense.
So it's your first time to Germany?
Yeah, it's like a full romantic relationship every single day. Like you meet the show, you fall in love with the show, you begin to hate the show, and then you part with the show.
Yeah, and then you leave town.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, cool. Sounds like a plan. Congratulations on your newest LP, Teaspoon to the Ocean. It's been released here in Germany in January. And it's an album with a super unique sound and its own sound philosophy. That's what I love about your album.
Thank you.
But how important was the fact that you produced it on your own to get to that signature sound?
Oh, it's hard to say since I've always produced my own music. Yeah. I wouldn't know what it would be like for someone else to do it. But, you know, I think I did learn quite a lot working with this one. We spent a lot of time sort of redoing it and changing it around. So definitely learned a lot in the process and hopefully in the future.
Yeah. No, I really think that it's important that an artist like you, I mean, you could probably find a producer who really gets the idea that you're having and you could work on that idea as a duo maybe, but I really think that the unique sound that you have right here is a result of you working on it alone and like concentrating on it.
I think so, yeah, for sure. And having, you know, worked alone for such a long time and being able to try a lot of things sort of without much of an audience gave me a lot of freedom, I think, to sort of do things my own wrong way.
Yeah,
that works. Wrong way that works.
Yeah, I mean, and to do it slightly wrong can be the perfectly right way.
Yeah.
Nowadays, because I mean, to perfectionize an album or music, that's the easiest task nowadays, right? You'll do two clicks on a computer and it's all right on the click.
And everything's more and more codified. I mean, every industry is more and more fractured, more and more codified. There's more of a script than there's ever been.
Yeah.
It's true for my wife as a scientist as much as it's true for me as a musician. So to be able to get off the script any way you can and get into new terrain is, you know, very exciting and harder and harder to do.
Yeah. What I was thinking of the big word maybe escapism when I was listening to your music, because it's a psychedelic sound that's to it, and people often compare psychedelic sounds or connect psychedelic sounds to escapism, to the fact that you want to escape from reality maybe. Mm-hmm. And I really think your album does have that element, at least. Mm-hmm. Is that something that was important to you as well, to escape from reality while composing maybe?
Well, I don't think of it that way, but I can see how it makes sense that way, and I can see how it could be true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from my perspective, it's sort of the exact opposite in terms of trying to withdraw into some kind of truth, you know? So it's not sort of escaping the truth so much as finding it. So so for me, it seems not so much the escape, but, you know, whatever the opposite of the escape is.
Yeah,
but,
okay, cool.
But I can see at the same time how it could function that way for you.
Yeah, but that's a kind of like a philosophical discussion almost, right?
Yeah, sure.
If you want to find out about the truth, is it more important to get closer to the truth, or is it more important to step away from it and watch it from a distance? Maybe,
yeah,
right?
Well, I would say it's more important to get to it. Yeah, to get closer to it.
Yeah. Well, I love the album. That's what I have to say anyway. And I would say that it's interesting as well because you don't care about genre boundaries too much. Where's that coming from? Has that something to do with the fact that you were born in Atlanta, you grew up with a lot of hip-hop music, or is it just because the fact that you like working with ideas that you don't fully understand, because that's what I found out about you?
Part of it is being a nomad, having gone to so many different places.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it's not having a musical community, so I didn't grow up around a lot of people who were doing the same thing. And part of it is sort of being influenced by things I can't really recreate. Yeah. So that's what we're, you know, that's what you were mentioning with the rap. So yeah. I can't rap, you know, I can produce rap songs, but to the extent to which I'm doing that kind of production, it's an extent to which I'm imitating something,
yeah,
which isn't fulfilling. So it took a long time to figure out how can I take these things that have influenced me from rap music, from other kinds of music,
yeah,
and be sincere with it and really express who I really am,
yeah,
but who I am is a person who was influenced by these things.
I think this is a good starting point to make a record, to be like, oh, I'm trying to imitate things that I can't imitate, mm-hmm, fully for this next album, and all of a sudden you're in a world full of own ideas, although it started with imitating, right?
Exactly. Like, so how can rap music influence me in a way where you would never know that that's where, yeah, it's coming from?
Yeah. Well, there's some elements of Appetites, maybe, of that song,
sure,
that's coming up that are hip-hop-ish, mm-hmm, because this is more like a track than a song, maybe. That's another discussion that I wanted to have with you.
Yeah.
If you look at your stuff more as tracks or songs, or does it depend on various ideas?
Well, I'm writing when I'm recording.
Yeah, okay.
So that's really functioning like a producer, and that's why it comes off like a track.
Ah, cool.
And that's the same thing as I was saying about rap music. You could say it about electronic music as well. How to use a laptop, how to use electronic gear, and not make electronic music,
yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
These kind of like riddles that get you going and kind of creating your own world.
Yeah, cool. Before we talk a bit more, let's listen to Appetites. Julia Holter is singing along in that song. Und ihr könnt den Song auch finden auf der tollen Platte Teaspoon to the Ocean, die ist am 23.01. hier erschienen, von Sean Schuster Craig, der sich auf der Bühne Jip Kidder nennt. Jip Kidder mit Appetites auf Flux FM. Nochmal Sean Schuster Craig, der Erfinder der Kapelle aus Atlanta, der mittlerweile aber in New York City lebt. Der ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Und bevor wir uns gleich eine Live-Performance von ihm anhören und Tickets verlosen, habe ich noch ein, zwei Fragen. I've read that there were no synths used on that album. Although there's, you know, every few minutes you'd be like, oh, that's a nice synth sound there, but it isn't.
No synths.
Why have you avoided synths? Was that something like a philosophical decision?
Oh no, I tried everything. I tried everything I could get my hands on, and synths didn't stick. And you know what else didn't work? DJing. Never got good at DJing. Never got good at it. For
you
whatever
tried?
Reason. Tried,
yeah,
everything. Tried, yeah, everything. Tried the oboe, you know, tried the clarinet. Tried anything.
Yeah, the clarinet would be,
yeah,
a nice touch in there though,
uh-huh,
too.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
It can work if it works, but it didn't work for me. So
yeah. So it's just practical reasons for you to leave away the synth.
Yeah.
Not
you
a,
know?
Yeah.
Cool. Between, you know, when I use a synth, they don't get any magic, so.
You're also working as a visual artist. You do your own cover, mm-hmm, art, and you. How important is that field for you? Is that something, because I can imagine that if you're touring with the band and touring as a musician, it's a kind of a hectic world that you live in,
mm-hmm,
and then I can see you sitting at home at your desk drawing stuff. That seems like the opposite to me.
Yeah,
something?
Well, I'm not usually touring. I almost never toured, so that's not a hard conflict to resolve.
Okay.
There, I just don't travel much, and you know, really, mostly I am alone working on my own things.
Yeah.
But no, I do have a very visual approach to music. Not to be too technical, but if you've heard of grapheme color synesthesia.
Yeah, synesthesia,
something, yeah, I experienced. So I associate.
Oh, you do experience that?
Yeah, I associate,
okay,
all notes with colors, and I associate days of the week with colors, and I associate months and words all with all these different colors.
Cool.
So it does affect a lot,
yeah,
you know, how I work, and
yeah,
certainly what kind of decisions I make are based on.
Isn't Julia Holter a synesthesia woman as well?
I doubt it.
I don't know.
I only say that I doubt it because I feel if she had that experience too, we would have talked about it already.
Yeah.
But
yeah. No, maybe I've mixed her up with some other artist because I've been talking about synesthesia with someone a few months ago. But anyway.
Aphex Twin.
Aphex Twin has it?
Messiaen.
Ah, okay, see? But those weren't the guys I was talking to, though. But anyhow. So tonight's show, is it going to be you solo, or did you bring some guys
No,
with you?
I brought some friends.
Yes?
Zach Phillips is going to be playing bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He runs a record label in New York called OSR.
Mm-hmm.
He's from a band called Blanche, Blanche, Blanche.
Okay.
And then his girlfriend, Christina Schneider, is going to be singing parts like Julia's part and playing guitar as well.
Yeah. The Schuster and the Schneider.
We've arrived. We've come home. and then we play with video. And, okay. and the video is tied into drums.
Oh, okay, cool.
So tonight our drummer will not be the drummer that you had seen in the video online, but instead will be.
But it's gonna be visual stuff there too. So it's gonna be a show that's gonna bring synesthesia closer to people who aren't experiencing it.
And
right?
I would say the same for Noah's set. The Panda Bear set's very visual as well, so it'll be a treat for the eyes.
Cool. And the show is sold out already. So we're going to give away the last tickets in a few minutes. But before we do that, I want you to play us a song live. Which one are we going to be listening to?
Well, I'm gonna play an older song, which has become somewhat of the Jib Kidder theme song.
All right.
It's called Dreams Inside of Dreams.
All right. The dream topic. Another important topic in the world of Jib Kidder.
Exactly.
The opposite of love. A long time ago, you make me into water, make me into meat. I'm different every time for you. Dreams inside of dreams. Real mutilation. Someone in the mirror. A doctor's smile and many cigarettes and many magazines. They're curling up beside you, imagining your death. Tiny on your tongue, some pasted on eyelids. Really small people, spoiled and rotting meat. Companion, you're a pissing on yourself. Dull conversation, plenty of regrets. You vomit when you see me, spraying all around. Your teeth are loose and wobbly. A really strange habit and a lot of fake blood. Old-fashioned payphone, something inside. A vision of a stranger, make you into flowers, make you into milk. A movie I would watch with you, a lot of fake food.
Stadium applause for Jib Kidder live auf Lux FM. A song about dreams and teeth that are falling out. Das war spitze. Vielen Dank. Thanks a lot, Sean, for visiting us. And I hope you're going to come back soon with the band to play more shows. Because I think with this album, the whole touring thing is going to get more important and more important for you and your music.
Well, I hope so. And I do hope to come back.
Yeah, you're already re-invited. You know where we are right now. So if you visit Berlin next time, you just pop in.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for visiting. Und wer heute Abend Jib Kidder live auf der Bühne sehen möchte, unter anderem auch noch mit Gala Drop live auf der Bühne und Panda Bear, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für die Certain People Veranstaltungsreihe mit Panda Bear auf der Bühne, Gala Drop und mit Jib Kidder. Und zu Panda Bear habe ich noch einen Track zum Vorbereiten. Wir hören sie mit Crosswords. Thank you. Bye-bye.